poles, post.
Okay. And you mentioned a picket fence. How does that feel?
Well, it's just mostly, I'd say for decoration. Keep little things out of the yard. But it's just, some of them are made with, they put posts in the ground. Mostly the boards are thinner, there's bigger gaps in the boards, and they're going vertical.
Are they pointed at the top?
Pointed at the top, yes.
And something you carry water in.
A bucket?
Huh?
A bucket?
Okay, what's a bucket made out of?
Well, metal. The metal bucket.
Did you ever see one made out of cedar?
Yes, I have.
What would that be called?
Cedar, well, I guess it's just a bucket.
Okay. Did you ever use the word pail?
Yes, I have. Kind of like, I always thought of pail as a, kind of use at the beach, stuff like that.
Carry food to
the pigs in? Slop pail, I think it is, isn't it?
Okay. Did you ever say slop bucket?
Slop bucket, slop pail. I think it's slop bucket. That's it. Couldn't remember.
And what you fry eggs in?
Pan.
What
skillet.
Kind?
Pan or a skillet.
Okay, is that the same?
Well, I think, no, a pan's more deeper. It's skillet.
Mm-hmm.
It's skillet.
And you cut the flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you could put them in a
vase.
Do you ever hear people pronounce that differently?
A vase.
How does that sound?
Sounds kind of like it's European or something like that.
Uh-huh. If you were setting the table next to each plate for the person to eat with, you give everybody a
knife and fork.
And
spoon. Teaspoon.
And if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
Nice.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go
wash the dishes.
And after she washes them, then to get the suds off, she
rinses the dishes.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
The washcloth.
What about when you're drying them?
It's a towel. Dish rag. Dish rag, you could use that to wash it too.
To bathe your face with, you have a
washcloth.
And to dry yourself.
A towel.
And if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you pour it through a
funnel.
And if you were driving horses and you wanted them to go faster, you could hit them with a
whip.
And before you can hitch your horse to a buggy or wagon, what do you say you have to do to them?
I don't know.
Well, when you put you wouldn't put a bridle on it.
No, you wouldn't put a bridle on. That's for riding a horse. You'd I don't know.
And when you're driving a horse, you guide him with the
reins.
Would you call it reins, regardless of whether you're riding on it or whether you're in a wagon?
I don't know. I would think so.
And when you're riding on it, your feet are in the
stirrup.
And something that's you carry clothes out, hanging on the line. You carry that in a clothes
basket.
Okay. And if an electric lamp wasn't burning, you could screw in a new
bulb.
What kind of bulb?
Light bulb.
Huh?
Light bulb.
Okay. And something that people would make out of sugar cane.
Sugar.
What else? What's
the sticky? Syrup.
Okay. Do you ever hear another name for syrup?
Corn syrup.
What about a name that starts with an L?
Maple syrup. Talk about that.
What?
Molasses.
What's the difference?